Գումտրեք SPS հայերենը։ Հավելյալ հետաքրքրական հաղորդումներ կգտնեք վերկայքին վրա sps.com.au/armenian.
Last week, SBS started screening the five-part documentary on Armenia titled Journey Through Armenia. The presenter is George Donikian. George, welcome to SBS Armenian.
Thank you very much. An absolute pleasure, especially when we got a chance to talk about a program and an experience that meant an awful lot to me.
George, how was your journey through Armenia and how you got involved with the production of the documentary?
Well, all will be revealed if you follow us for the next 4 weeks, 5 weeks all up. And if you haven't had a chance to see the opening episode, it is available and everything will be available through the SBS On Demand application, which is fantastic. It gives so many people who are time poor or who have a thousand other things on their plate, especially in this day and age, to pick up and see something that they may have missed. So that opportunity presents itself. As for how it happened, this was a wonderful meeting that I had by chance. I was doing some work in Sydney for Rita Lepedjian, and Rita said to me, you know, I would love to do something one day, you know, for the Armenian community. I said, well, when you're serious, when you can find some backers, when you can find some sponsors, come and tell me and we'll see what we can do. I'll find some time and we'll go and get it done. You know, Rita knows a lot of things, but the last thing she knows is television production or documentary making or whatever. So I sat back thinking, in a nice idea, it's not going to happen. Well, the years passed, a couple of years passed. She came back to me. She said, what's it going to cost? I said, well, again, how long's a piece of string? What do you want, you see? What do you want to allow the people to see on camera? And she said, I want a documentary. I said, well, if that's the case, it's going to cost you in this vicinity. When you find the sponsors, come back to me. Well, away she went again. And then the third time she came back, she said, I will pay for it. I said, you have no idea what you're putting yourself into, nor do you understand how much it's going to cost you. But she resisted all my attempts to put her off. And when the time came, she said, I'm in Yerevan. I'm here with Arman. And we've talked to a whole bunch of people. What do I need? I said, I've given you a list. If I can't have this, then we don't move forward. I said, we must have someone who understands filmmaking. We need to have a Steadicam operator who is seasoned, who's done something like this in the past, and who has a real eye for what we want to tell, how we want to tell our story. And lo and behold, she found them. Artur was magnificent, a generous man, a talented man, and not only that, someone who cared very much for his camera crew and his audio players, all the people that were part of the film setup, and even the drone operators who were terrific. They had enough challenges because the biggest thing in this modern age is not that you send up the drone, but that you keep it as stable as possible so that you can achieve the best possible results, because we're shooting in high definition and in 4K, and that requires a different skill. And immediately I saw the opening shots, I knew we had something very, very special happening. Rita kept saying to me all the time, do we really need drones? They're costing an awful lot of money. I said, if you want to tell the story in a modern way and to an audience that is, you know, very much more sophisticated than the one that started watching television in 1950, we need them. And she sat back, bit her tongue or bit her lip, and let me get on with it.
George, how was the experience of traveling to Armenia and sort of seeing the history and feeling everything in person?
In truth, very much easier than I imagined. When I left Melbourne, I traveled from Melbourne direct to Doha with Qatar. And from Doha, it's only a couple of hours to Yerevan. We got to the airport, and it was a nice, clean airport, not huge by the comparison around the world, but it's clean and tidy and modern, and they're doing a terrific job. We landed, we got straight through, and I was met at the front door basically by Aragevorkian and Rita Lepegian. And the film crew were filming from the minute we landed.
Mm-hmm. It was the first, last Tuesday.
Episode one, yes. It was the birthday, September 21, a couple of years ago now. And it was there. She said to me, if you're going to start filming, you have to be here for the birthday. I said, well, what's so special about the birthday? She said, you'll see. And sure enough, we landed around about midday or 11 o'clock just before there. We drove to a hotel where Rita and Armand were staying, or an apartment where they were staying. We had something to eat. And she said to me, do you want to film? I said, now? She said, yes. I said, okay. So we went around the corner. We were very close to Republic Square. And just as we walked into the square, I watched Artur starting the film and record what we were doing. And there were a whole bunch of Australians coming up and saying, what are you doing here? George, it's you. What are you doing here? So it was funny, exciting. We could see the whole birthday party was only in its infancy, that people were starting to gather. And by the end of that evening, we had filmed what you saw on camera. We had been to a number of places. We thought, why not? My first feelings, my first impressions of Yerevan, let's record them. And that's what we did.
What impressed you most during the travel?
I think the care, the generosity of the people. We stopped by the side of the road and we grabbed some corn. It tasted fantastic, lovely, just a street seller by the side of the road. We had just gone through the tunnel on our way to Dilijan. And wherever we went, whatever we did, people were just so generous. And they made us feel as hospitable and as comfortable as you can imagine. And when they discovered that I was an Armenian from Australia, they were even more excited to find out what the hell we were doing. And I said to them, look around you. You're being filmed as we speak. And in fact, when we went up into the mountains, into the monasteries, there were so many Australians doing their thing. And we ran into Australians just about everywhere. Yehanavang, you name it, Garni, everywhere. It was just extraordinary.
So did you travel only with the crew for the documentary, or you traveled other parts as well?
No. The whole exercise was done with a minibus, and we had two or three of them for the entire stay, because some of the drivers couldn't stay with us for the entire time. But we had three drivers all up, but two were dedicated, and they were with us for basically the entire stay. And we travelled. I wanted to film everything through my eyes. So wherever I went, the cameras went, the audio went, the drones went. So we couldn't just, you know, pick and choose. It was about wherever Georgia goes, that's where the camera goes. That's where the story goes. And that's how we did it.
The first episode aired last Tuesday, as you said,
yes.
And the second
yes.
one this afternoon. Did you receive any feedback after the first episode?
Feedback has been overwhelmingly exciting. People love the pictures. They love the storytelling. They shocked and surprised to see how much I've changed from my days on the news desk at SBS or Channel 9 or at Channel 10. So it was interesting. It was great, but overwhelming with their appreciation to see and showcase a part of the world that very, very few people know anything about.
From Armenia back to Australia, we can't escape it. How are you coping with the pandemic? I presume it affected your work?
It's affected everything. Production is almost ground to a halt. Very hard to go and do anything. For example, if we had the corona epidemic or breakout, where if we'd been in Armenia at the time, there would have been no footage. There would have our capacity to interview anyone, to walk among the people would have been very, very difficult. Yes, we could have filmed with a drone, but the whole magic, the whole opportunity to walk into so many areas. Mind you, with the help of the Armenian Apostolic Church, we got an awful lot of opportunities to go in before the crowds were allowed to come in. So we were allowed to get around and not be bothered, if you know what I mean. But we walked through Northern Avenue, we walked through Hovirap, we walked through Garni, and there were people everywhere. You couldn't have done it in this day and age. It would be too hard. And right now, what they're telling you, we're locking down countries. International travel is being banned or indeed being discouraged at every opportunity. A project like this would certainly not have happened.
George, thank you for your time and for sharing your experiences in Armenia with us.
No, it's my absolute pleasure. And if you do have the time, I know these are difficult occasions, but if you are spending time at home, or indeed if you have access to the SBS On Demand app, make sure you have a look. There are five episodes. They all run about half an hour. And we won't tax you, but we give you a chance to have a look behind the scenes and meet some people, some great characters, and more importantly, see the antiquities and the bits of history that make Armenia unique. It was and is on the Silk Road, the famed Silk Road, and you can understand very, very early and very, very quickly why so many people wanted to invade it. One, it was beautiful, and two, it was strategic and beautifully placed. But of course, it made it the target for anyone and everyone, from Alexander the Great, from the Persians, from the Tatars, from everyone that wanted to come through that area. So that's the story, and that's why the Kingdom of Armenia doesn't exist today, the Greater Kingdom, but the modern state of Armenia, the second democracy, so to speak, is alive, it's well, it's growing, it has some challenges, and the biggest challenge, of course, is people are now discovering it, and especially through the documentary, all I keep hearing is, wow, I want to put it on my bucket list of places to visit. Well, Armenia has to understand that if it's opening its doors to the visitors, it's got to make sure that its infrastructure is better and allows people to get around seamlessly and have the conveniences that modern tourists need and demand.
Our guest was George Donikian.
Կուզես լսել նման բարդություններ, ունգնդրե Apple Podcast-ի, Google Podcast-ի, Spotify-ի վրա, գամ որտեղ որ podcast-ը կլսես։ Կլսես։